here in South America, there is this ancient tradition, but it's kind of a forgotten one. That is the Maya people.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's
Yes.
beautiful. They have an impressive tradition regarding everything, science and all, in, you know, ancient times. But it's more related with nature. We do not keep those traditions, those relations here. But it is very interesting.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, Jill. Good afternoon, Abigail. It's an interesting topic that you mentioned relating to or noticing the seasons of the year and living with nature, listening to nature. Because when we live in nature, listening to nature, we cannot beat it off. This is interesting. Someone cannot drift that far if there's like constant listening to the changing, yes, of the seasons, the weather, and you live with what there is. So this is why when here, let's say when you walk, you feel an explosion of life, but not in terms of war explosion, because yes, you feel like a very intense feeling of life when you walk here, because it's not choked. There is law here, and there are regulations and education and schools and hospitals and all of those things, universities and science and research, but life is immediate here. Whenever you go at the shore, you walk wherever, you feel it disimmediate because people are living the moment. This is regardless, let's say, of religion or tradition. This is how it is to live the moment with what there is. Let's say yesterday we were in the supermarket and the first time that I saw this season, nectarine, it's like a merge, it's a fruit merge between peach and palm. They call it nectarine also. I'm not sure that I'm saying it precisely, but once you see the fruit and you see this is the season, meaning the fruit, this kind of fruit cannot appear outside of the season. So, okay, so this fruit appears and other similar fruits. So we are approaching Shavuot. Shavuot is basically the beginning of summer, because it is quite interesting, because between Passover and Shavuot there are 7 weeks. It's not much. It's less than 2 months. But this scale of 7 weeks is like a very interesting bridge between seasons, because there's a transit, and the transit is very flexible, but also it's very tense days, not just because of the quick shift, yes, between days and nights temperature or day to day. It can fluctuate like 15, 20 degrees between day to day. It's a lot. It's a lot of tension. But it brings also this fruit, and you see this fruit, and this is the season. So, and this is, it is quite interesting, because many people ask themselves, why am I living? Who am I? Yes, why do even we appear here? Those children asked me a couple of years ago. And you see, just to be, notice the fruit. Yes, Shalom Cindy, good morning, happy to see you here. So there is not so much, in a way, I would say, tremendous wisdom, but the fruit comes with the season, and we are being in the season. Yes, and the fruit, and we are noticing the fruit, this is the first fruit, And this is like being alive. There is not so much like high mathematics. It's just the moment. It's just amazing. Just amazing. Because what is it all about? It is to tell us the life. Life is not rational. Because when you look, let's say, at the cycle of the year, you have like 365s. There you divide it into four, you get a certain number. This is like 91 days and a quarter. So it's you can do this mathematic. And there are four seasons, and seemingly on paper, there are four seasons. Each one is composed of 91 days, and let's say there are 13 weeks. Yes, 13 double 7, this is 91. So, but this is mathematically, this is how it is organized. Mathematically, this is how it has been given. Good morning, Fernando. This is how it has been given. But what you get or what you notice from those relations to holiday is a completely different kind of relation to time, which is not linear. You can look at it mathematically because you count 7 weeks, but you use the numbers, but you look at the numbers beyond time and space. And this is quite beautiful. Because we use mathematics, we use counting, we use telling, but not in time, but not from time. Yes? And this is quite, it is strong. It is strong. Yes, Felipe.
No, just a comment makes me think mm-hmm. about in music, like it. Everything is numbered.
Yes.
The compass, the measures, the rhythm. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, whatever. But it's all mathematics. But you don't think about it. You just feel it, and it flows with it.
That's correct.
Like feeling a season when you can feel and you know just join the song, join life. You feel the numbers, you feel the metrics, but you do not think you don't have to think about it, you know. You do not have to think. Well, which compass is this song or something like that to enjoy it, to feel it. And I guess when you are connected with calendar, with this kind of awareness, you just you know, just as a song, as a dance, you can move better, you can move properly, you can dance with life in a better way, let's say, without thinking in numbers or such, but being aware that there is this organism, this you know, this intelligence in the background.
We walk in this matrix of time, but we off this matrix. We walk in the matrix of seasons and years, but we are, yes, we see the seasons. Or it's cold, it's warm, there's a fruit in the summer, in the winter, avocado, in the summer, nectarine, but in time, but we are off time. Yes, so it's quite a relief. Because we tend to think, and this is how the brain tells us that we are the makers of our lives, and maybe we have done mistakes because this is how life appears now. Maybe I did something wrong. And this is what the seasons and the holidays and nature tells us by being, that there is no mistake and we did not do wrong. And this is how life is. This is the matrix of time, seasons. We walk in the season, but we, in a way, our true nature is off season. So you can park, I mean, people can park in the holidays because holidays is just a parking relief time. It's not just whatever goes on my mind, I go and I chase it. Season is just, you know, just like Shabbat. Every holiday is like Shabbat. It's just to sit and notice this, how it is, because how this is how it is, not because somebody's turning the sun stronger, yes, somewhere. So there is like a lot of relaxing, because the tense and stress comes from, I am the maker of my life. It is dependent on me whether I go this way or that way, and I should not make any mistakes because it's going to pay hard. And this is just, this thought is crossing all of us, but it's not real because it comes from this machine. Yes, brain and so. And in the holidays, you can see this is something, life is so huge and cannot be perceived in the thought, because all the time say, I might do this, so I was mistaken, and suddenly you see the fruit, and suddenly you notice the season. So there's something greater than one's man's thought or calculation, much greater. Because the birds, they don't, let's say, they don't have a radio station. They just, in time, they will move to another country. The fruit will appear in time. The flower will bloom in its time. And in a very silent way, this is the broadcast. But we are going with this armor of thoughts and plans and how we perceive life. But there's something else. Any questions, Felipe, Abigail, Fernando, Cindy, Jill, Rodrigo, any question? The alignment, yes, Rodrigo, yes.
Hello, Eti, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, how are you, Eti?
Thank you, good morning, how do you do?
Oh, I'm fine, Eti, today it's a beautiful day, and once more time here with you and our friends, it's a great pleasure and honor. It's a very joy moment to me. Eti?
Yes.
I have a question, how can I say, out of the topic, but something that came to my mind yesterday and I want to share with you, but it's, how can I say, completely in other direction. I don't know if I can ask.
Of course. Time.
Okay. Echi?
Yes.
I have a question about a word in Hebrew, which is Philistine.
Philistine. Yes.
Because in a superficial reading, if we take the Greek language as a reference, philo means friend, as in philosophy, for example, friend of wisdom, or philanthropy, friend of man, and etc. And theos in Greek means God, as in theology, theocracy, etc. And so, if Philistine had a Greek etymological origin, It could be translated as friend of God in a Greek perspective. But we know that is a Hebrew word. So if you could put some light on the meaning of this word Philistine in a Hebrew perspective, in a Hebrew origin, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Philistines or Plishtim, it comes from the name for the shore, Pleshet. Pleshet. There is, when you come from the shore, when you come from the Mediterranean and you go inland, and there's a low land. This low land is called in Hebrew Shfela, something which is low. Yes, Shfela. Yes, those are the same letters. When Pleshet is the name of the shore that the Philistines used to live in, and it means from the word invaders. Plishtim, Liflosh, Palash, to invaders, meaning those invaders that came from the sea, from the Mediterranean, they moved from the sea and entered the land. So you can look at it in various ways. Those are invaders, Plishtim, Polshim, invaders that came from the sea, or sea robbers. This is one word. Another one, that they are sitting in a very low ground. Shfela. Shfela, low ground. Yes. Shfelat Yehuda. This is the low ground, which is called Judah. This is Shfela, to distinguish from the mountain. The mountain is high, Shfela is the valley or the meadows or the low ground. So it means the invaders. It means invaders. Invaders. Does it help you? Yes. Invaders.
Thank you, Echi. I will think about it because, as I said, when it came to my mind this word, I just think in a Greek perspective and doesn't make mm-hmm. sense. And now it is Hebrew, a port.
There is another verb in Hebrew which is called to rub oneself in sand. Lehitpalesh bachol, lehitpalesh. Sometimes you see children, toddler, lehitpalesh bachol. Children, toddlers, yes, lehitpalesh bachol. They play with sands, they rub themselves in sand, and yes, they cover themselves with sand, lehitpalesh. They covered, it means to cover oneself and also to be low, because in order to cover yourself with sand, you have to lie down. Leit palesh pachol. It has the same letters, pei, lamed, shin. It means also low, shfela, shafel. You have the structure, shin, pei, lamed, all the time. Shafel, low, shafel, low. Philistines, Plishtim, Polshim. The shore around Tel Aviv, between Tel Aviv and Gaza, the shore between Tel Aviv and Gaza is called Pleshet. Pleshet, the shore in which the invaders used to sit. Until today, they shoot any rockets from Gaza, it lands between the Gaza and Tel Aviv. Hof Pleshe. Low shore. Calling. when the Roman, this is a historical aspect, I don't know if you're interested in it or not, but the Romans conquered the space here, and they destroy the temple and scatter the people all around, send them to exile. And this is the policy that they used to do all the time, not just in Roman, let's say, policy, but any strong group of people that conquer another people, they send them away to be slaves also, or to an exile, but they also change the name of the place, that people will not have any emotional bondage to the former name. So when the Romans came and conquered, destroyed the temple, conquered the place, they, plow the land with salt. This is a sign to say that nothing, we are now, yes, the landlords, and they changed the name of Judah. It used to be the county of Judah, where the temple used to be, and they changed the name of the place into Palestine upon the Philistines. And then you have Palestina Prima, First Palestine, Palestina Secunda, and there you have the split. So the Palestina or the Palestine that the Roman coined as a coin of speech is upon the Philistines, the invaders. And then you have it. Does it make any sense, Rodrigo?
Oh, Etty, thank you for sharing this perspective that I didn't knew. Now, I had to meditate about this and some ideas. Thank you very much for sharing it.
Welcome. Questions? Did you read something lately that you'd like to share? There is, regarding the holidays, there's a sentence that people say when the holidays are coming. They say, Ele Moadei Israel, those are the celebrations of Israel, Mikrai Kodesh, meaning holy calling. What does it mean? Asher tikreu otam bemoadam, that you will call them in their times. Why there's a sentence? Why is this sentence coming? Because when you notice that the time is coming and you are being in the time, there's like a meeting. Yes? This is why the celebration is not from the perspective of religion or religious, is just to be and notice what there is. This is why, in a way, everyone can celebrate. You don't need millions of people. You don't need a production. Yes, you don't have to open a channel, Shavuot channel, so, or Passover channel. You don't need to do it. It's just when one notices the times, Ele Moadei, Moadei Hashem, sorry, it's not Moadei Israel, it's Moadei Hashem. This is the Moadim, is like holidays of being. Moadei Hashem, Mikrai Kodesh. The holidays of being. Yes, this is a holy calling. The holidays of being is holy calling. And each and every one of us is calling, what is Mikrai Kodesh? To call the Kodesh, to call the holiness. How do we call the Kodesh or the holiness? By being. Not by making, not by becoming. This is it. Because the true nature of ourselves is being. all the rest is like mechanical. If you notice, from the moment you open your eyes, everything is mechanical. You open your eyes, you walk, you drink something, it's just mechanical. And the brain or the mind immediately claims ownership on this mechanical activity and says, this is me. I'm the owner of the actions, I'm the owner of the thoughts, I'm the owner of the experience. And then comes illusion. This is the greatest illusion of all, and this is a great suffering. But what happens in the holidays, Mikra Kodesh, the calling of holiness, holiness is calling, is that you drop down this armor, yes, this protection. I'm the doer, I'm the maker, I'm the thinker, I'm the experience. And there's just being. So you see the tree in its blooming, or the tree giving its fruit in time, because when the tree gives its fruit in its time, it's not because we did something. This is how the tree brought to be here, and it brings the apples or the peach or the cherries, because this is the time, and we are just celebrating the appearance of the fruit. Not because we did something, that the tree drinks the water of the rain and needs some warm days from the sun, it will bring the fruit in its time, but not because this is due to our own making. This is how it is, and this is the meaning of celebrating the holidays, noticing that what there is not due to our activities, doing or making. This is the beautiful moment in the holiday. This is why there's like seven holidays. I mean, if you look at the Bible, there are seven spots, yes, of holidays. Just notice what there is. Just notice. And not because we did something. Not at all. We cannot claim that we in charge of the fruit, because it has nothing to do with us. And there's a beautiful Shavuot, and the wheat is coming. This is the time, yes, of the wheat. And from the wheat we make bread. It's amazing. Just amazing to think that this is the, if you look at creation with intention, or well, a seed of wheat, from this seed of wheat we can make bread. This is the intention, and it's about us. I mean, man through the time discovered that he can take this seed of wheat and take care of it in a certain way that it will deliver bread. This is the intention. Yes, Fernando, yesterday I was listening to an audiobook, and among the pearls came, men can offer nothing as precious, yes, to God as rest, because we are not the doers. Yes, the rest, yes. The rest, the fact that we are rest, there's like, how do you say, admitting that there's a higher power. Yes? The fact that we are resting. Questions? Cindy, question. Jill, Abigail. What the mechanism of thinking likes all the time is to say, I'm the doers, I'm the driver. Yes, I'm the teacher, and therefore I need to move myself, mobilize myself to do things, otherwise I will die. Yes? And this is opposite to holiday. Just sit and notice the wind moves through the trees, through the fruit, through the olives, through the wheat. This is how it is. It is given. And we here to witness it. Yes? This is the truth. All the rest, that we are the makers, we are the doers, This is the mechanism. Have you seen once insect moves on the floor or in a cabinet? Have you noticed the movement of an insect? Have you noticed this? Cockroach, have you noticed this? Can you, Jill, describe how the insect moves? How does it move? You can unmute and speak if you like.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can. Good morning, Jill.
How are you?
Fine, and how do you do?
I'm doing well. Hello, everyone. Mine is usually, like, I have little spiders that have decided to come in this season, and they move pretty quickly, honestly, and they're always moving toward a little hiding spot, it seems like, but at least these little spiders do.
Yes. Thank you. There is, like, here, sometimes when it's warm, you see that they're moving very, their movement is very mechanical, tack, 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 like you said, very fast. What moves like this inside of us? Which mechanism? Yes, the brain moves like that. Yes, very much, tack, 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 all the time. Yes. This is how the brain moves, in the same way. And we think this is only an insect, and our dimension, so to speak, is bigger than them, so it's not any different. Therefore, we find many times in the Torah not to eat insects. Sheratzim, insect, sheratzim, that they are running, not to eat insects, because what happens when someone eats insects, he becomes what he eats, so to speak, because there aren't any two, because it increases, yes, this tendency of the brain to run until it burns itself. Why do I bring this example of insects' movement and the brain and so, as opposed to the holidays? In the holidays, there is rest. You're not the doer, you're not the calculator, you're not the maker. The insects, they move very well when it's hot. Yes? The brain, when it's hot, it moves very, very fast. Faster than we can capture, and it claims ownership of everything, on identity, on doership, and so on. And it makes a great suffering. Yes, Cindy, this reminds me of the hotel. Hotel chain Sheraton, people running and needing a place to sleep. So there is a beautiful moment when in Shavuot there is, yes, Sheratzim, yeah. There's a beautiful moment in Shavuot when baking the bread and they're lifting the bread in a way in the air to say what that it comes from heaven. It's not from, though we see we have to put the seed inside the ground and wait. The bread, lechem tnufa, you just bring it into the air to say it comes from somewhere. There is a lot of respect to bread. Yes, Felipe? Auspicious questions, yes. You can unmute and speak, Felipe. That would be wonderful.
Eti?
Yes.
No, since you mentioned this symbolic aspect of the insects, and it seems, as far as I know, there is this an allowed, let's say, animal that is the cricket, I guess, or something similar to it. And I now it makes me think curiously about the symbolical aspect that the cricket it actually jumps, it not runs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and suddenly a thought is coming. Yes, like the cricket jumps, yes, thought is coming, and tak, you believe that you are the thinker of the thought. It jumps on the thought which appears, and it says, this is my thought, I'm the thinker, I have an idea. Don't we say that? Are we any different? Are we?
It's very interesting, you know, just thinking about this difference, you know, because this insects, you know, just running quickly, and the cricket has this long range, out of the box, you know, non-linear way of moving. It can jump for any direction, you know.
The brain is like this. Yes, if you follow the thoughts, it just jumps, tuck, 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 tuck. And then we say we have no rest. Tuck, 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 tuck. This is what it does. It just does it to stay on. Yes, like you put a key in the car, once you switch the key, yes, the car is on, just to keep it warm. And this is what it does. So it will jump, tuck, 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 just to keep the engine is going, yes? And then you believe to every thought which is appearing. Oh, you believe the thought, you believe that you are the thinker, and you believe that you have to follow the thought because you are the thinker. So how can you let your, let's say, flocks disappear? This is the nature of the brain, to jump, to get warm, to look for things, it will catch anything. Just feed the brain with an image, with a word, it will go far. Just to keep the machine running. What happens is that when thought is coming and we think that we have to pursue the thought, then it becomes like we become slaves, because I have to make it happen. Yes? So there's a thought coming. So what? Do you remember yourself not thinking, Felipe?
Not at all. It's actually a great challenge. Try to stop. Actually, you know, Eti, if I may describe just one little experience. There was this kind of 2 months ago. We were in the countryside. My wife was experiencing, I don't know the word, like a retirement. It's like to have like a yoga practice and meditation and kind of experience. And we were she wouldn't speak. It was a silence practice. And Aurora and I was with her in the same room, but we had like a different perspective of the experience. But it actually in the Shabbat morning, you know, Chris went to the practice very early in the morning, 5 a.m. And I woke up and just, you know, made my mate and was kind of contemplating the sunrise. And still night, and the day became brighter and brighter. And this Shabbat morning, as I called it, special Shabbat morning, was very interesting, Eti, because there were many moments of contemplation without thinking. For me, it was a very special moment, and many images came about people, you know, relatives or friends, or you know, I couldn't control, I wouldn't control any of it, just popping thoughts and impressions and so, and it was I could call it like a mystical experience, because it was very simple, very deep and simple and without thinking. So in that day, I kind of felt in my body, in my being, the meaning of the Shabbat. It was like a moment of clarity, and I'm very thankful for this moment. But there was this lack of thinking about trying to, you know, hit the characters and so on. So I guess the meditative state of mind is very healing one, because we do not have to solve problems of any kind that we thought, we imagine that we are capable or needed to be doing.
Thank you, Felipe, for sharing. It's a beautiful moment, because here sometimes on Shabbat, not because it's Shabbat, but people work 6 days and per week, and Shabbat they want to travel to see nature, so they have to prepare the food boxes and the water and their tents and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So even in the seventh day, they have to wake up very early to stuff the car and to travel and to see nature, to travel 200 kilometers to see nature, and so much preparation, and then to fill the car with the right gasoline, with water, with oils, and to buffer, and until one day you just say, okay, this is what it is. And you don't need to buffer the car, and you don't need to travel, and you don't need to stand in, how do you say, traffic jams and so, just whatever it is. The morning comes with its silence, or the night with its, and it's beautiful. When we were kids, there used to be a lot of scouts trips on Shabbat for children. So you have to prepare everything, and you have to pack, and you have to appear on time. And there's a lot of stress because he has to come and she has to come, and there's come a pickup truck, and you have to stand on the road in traffic jam. Just, and you know, time moves, and then you ask yourself, what is it for? You know, just. Just the silence of being is great. It is a great gift. Questions and or thoughts? Yes, yes, Felipe.
It feels good, Eti, when you, in the simplicity, you try to. Just be encompassed with the nature. With I tend to speak nowadays about this Shabbat experience because it's beautiful and it's very simple, yet it's deep and so on. And it's kind of a new thing that covering. But when you really I mean, try to simplify. You have the you know the results very very immediately. You know when you drop something that is bothering or you are worried about something. When you can just drop it, it's very free. It's you feel free, you know. It is the most reliable experience of freedom is just dropping, just giving up.
Because it's like a make-off. Whenever we think that there is a problem, or if there is a problem, or we have to solve it, it's just a making of, and it's like, but once you quit it or drop it, it's okay. And you notice all this beauty in life, you know, because when we are obsessed about something, so the thought is just concentrated in the thing or the object or the something, and everything is cancelled. All the sphere around us is cancelled. And when you quit thinking about the problem, about the object, and you notice the sphere is such a huge around us, yes, because the split stops. Hello, Ellie, good to see you. Hello, hello. We're so happy to see you here. So the split stops. Because when we think about something, there's a split, like you send an arrow. And everything is split between me and the object. Everything is divided. There's a war. Yes, but once there's a quit, the separation disappears. And then we can sense the whole sphere around us. Different colors, different shade, different sense of air. Yes, different temperatures. Sometimes there's a cold wind, sometimes it changes to warm, and sometimes we are not aware of this when we are focused on solving a problem, because there's a drill, so to speak, about the problem, and everything is cancelled. And once you drop it, and just beautiful, the cat is coming, and there's wind coming from the window, and the sea changes its colors because the wind comes and the sun comes in a different. So in a way, we are living in two time zones. Yes. The cognitive time and the lost time. Yes, or the invisible time. The cognitive time is the counting. It's now 8, it's now 5, it's now 6, it's now 7. What I have to do at 6, it's 5, it's 7, and so. And there's the hidden, which is non-linear. So the me lives in the cognitive zone. It's 12, it's 7 and 10 minutes. What should I do now? What project? This is the me and the cognitive. And they're just being, it doesn't matter what cognitive time says, it's just now. Thirsty, drinking or so. This is like two, in a way, it's like two living in one. Yes, once we quit on the actor, as there's only being, and the being is felt in holidays. If we cannot do this, if we cannot drop this idea, so there's spots or stations in the year that, as a community, we drop it together. So the cognitive time and the cognitive world brings a lot of suffering. But it's like a cast, yes? In the cognitive time, in the cognitive figure, we are playing a role. Just drop it, yes? There's a lot of relief. Deborah, we are so happy to see you. You can unmute and speak if you want. Deborah, Ellie, whoever wants to. You're most welcome. Yes, Rodrigo. Yes, yes.
Well, today we are talking about this calendar, about nature, about this rhythm of life, this holidays, this being that you mentioned. And it's interesting because a few days ago I was meditating about the great meaning of the word, the river, Hanahar, in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
This Hebrew word, I believe, can summarize or symbolize this flow of light, energy, is the source of living water, which we all want to participate more constantly. Inside the word river, Anahar, we have the word candle, Nar.
Yes.
And the word mountain, Har. Mm,
true.
Yes. And then we still have the word river. Three words in one. And I believe that the candle, at least to me, could represent this fire, this light, this spirit. Yes, material life, the soul, also the menorah would be related, and also the letter Shin, the fire, and the mountain, the heart could represent the elevation. We have a lot of mountains in Sinai, Tabor, Hermon, and the element air, the letter Aleph, for example. And then we have the river that could represent the element water, the feelings, the emotions, the midot, the letter mem. And the river, to me, could represent this flow, this movement of the divine light that we want to participate and to belong. This invisible time that you mentioned.
Yes, we're already participating, all of us.
Yes.
Yes, the river is us, you know, is in us. Yes, it's not that we outside of the river. We are the river.
Yes, it's a beautiful image. Yeah, and I believe I talk about this with Fernando, and Fernando bring to me something about this, that we are the river or something like that. And so just came to my mind that the word river in Hebrew has a great symbolism and meaning, and could summarize these ideas that we talk about.
Yes, the river, yes, the matrix of time. Yes, you can look at it in many ways, but we cannot be outside of the river. We cannot be outside of the river.
And it's interesting because the word Hanahar has the value of 260, 10 times the tetragram, the tree of life. It's interesting,
true.
Hanahar.
True.
Hanahar, yes, true. Deba, maybe you can try in and out and see how it goes, because it's the first time he has tried to log out or log in, or there is no connection. Maybe Felipe, you can. Yes, we are very happy to see you here, Deborah. Where are you from? Can we ask? Also, Ellie is here still. You can share with us if you want.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
It's afternoon here. And I'm from Ghana, all the way from West Africa.
Yes. Good to see you here. Good to see you here, Deborah. How do you
I've
do
been
today?
A passive... Very well, thank you, yourself. I'm excited to be here because I have been a passive listener since 2022. So it's really a joy to be here today.
Wow, that's a great day today. Yeah, it's a holiday here. It's an Agba Omer. This is a celebration of the end of the winter. And so the revelation of the Book of Zohar. Yes, this is today. Yes.
A great insight and everything. I'm just so excited.
Good. I'm very glad. All of us are very glad that you arrive here. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you would like to ask?
I wasn't able to join early. However, the only word, I would say the only sentence that I was able to get is letting, if I'm not wrong, letting go of, should I say, burdens or mistakes from understanding or problems. But from understanding, from just that statement, I got that it's more of me holding on to it, and it's like a veil. That is all that I got, actually, because I wasn't able to start early and all that. So I didn't understand what was going on.
I'm not sure that I understood. Yes? Did someone hear well?
Can you hear me?
Now? Yes.
Okay. I didn't start quite early, so I don't understand the whole concept of what is going on today. However, the takeaway from what I had gotten from when I had started was letting go of problems or our view on things or how we allow things.
Yes.
I understood that. More of a will and a choice to let go of that in order to see the other good things or the light we are supposed to see, instead of holding on to this tiny block which overshadows everything that we are supposed to look at.
Yes. To quit on this narration, to let go of this narration, the stories that we tell ourselves, this is who we are, where we grow, and so what we collect along the way, all kinds of sentences of people we never questioned, or so beliefs, and just to let go, because it's just a wall, an armor that blocks life, you know? So once we drop it, just this is what there is. Like noticing the tree and its fruit and the fresh wind, this is what there is at the moment. It's great. All the rest is just a mayhem, a chaos. It's just mechanical happening. Once we let it go, a greater power comes because we are not in charge. We are not in charge. This is the great celebration of all. We are not in charge.
I have a question.
Yes.
So, is it that we open times in a day, we let go of a thing, and the next day pops up, following day pops up? So, is it a daily effort to let go every time, or is there such as no. You let go a day and
you don't, I mean, it does not, it's not an exercise or so, or gymnastic, yeah. But during the day, when you notice that you're bothered or so, just brush it, just let go of it. Because when it's when the brain will get storm, will get hot, and it tells you have a problem, tuck, 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 just drop it. Just drop it. And you don't, I mean, we don't say it's 2 o'clock, we have to drop it or so. It just, it happens during the day, you just let it go. Because what happens is when we believe that there is a problem, and the heart is participating, and suddenly there's like drumming, accelerated heartbeat, and I have to do something. Just drop it, drink something, rest. Yes? The brain never wants us to rest. The story about myself never wants us to rest, but once there's a rest, it drops. So, whenever you feel it's too much, you sense, yes.
Yeah, I didn't get you there, so that is why I think.
Yes, what you saw on Discord, in the, you noticed something, yes? Can someone hear Deborah? Can you get a signal from her?
I saw something. Hello?
Yes, now I can hear you. Yes.
Right. So Fernando dropped something in the chat, in Discord.
Yes.
I'm offering precious to God as rest, and it piqued my interest so much, and it's very interesting and insightful at the same time. Oftentimes thinking we need to do so much in our lives when the only thing we need to surrender is rest. And that is all that has ever been called for, where we get blinded by everything. And it's just so interesting. I don't know how to express it. I had just seen it, but I'm willing to just meditate on that and get it all seeped in.
Yes. Yes. All the doing and all the production is a phony, that it's a production of the brain. And once there is a rest, even when the day is hectic, because it might that we cross like very hectic days, but to take five to drink something and you notice that there's a rest, this is the source. Not to get lured to believe that we are the doers. If I would not hold the planet on my shoulders, like in the Greek mythology, the world would not stand. Did you notice this? That while we speak now, the earth is moving around its axis without us doing anything while we speak. And the ray of the light is changing because the planet also moves. But we are not the doers of this. How can we be in charge? We are not in charge of our breath, inhaling, exhaling, our heartbeats, what goes inside, what happens in nature, the relation between the trees, the wind, the shore, the sun. So how can we be in charge of the doers? How can we create problems or even solve them? Maybe there aren't any problems. Because the brain always invents problems because it has an interest to solve the problems. that there will be all the time two problems and a solver. This is the mechanical aspect. Yes, yes. Yes. Very well, Cindy. Summarized well. We thank you all for coming here today. This is a Lag BaOmer. Usually people traditionally reading the Book of Zohar. The great light. Yes. Because we're moving now from... This is finally the winter is over. We're moving for the light. Illuminated time, and therefore people reading the Book of Zohar to illuminate, just to drop everything. Yes, Cindy? Hello, can anyone hear Cindy?
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How do you do?
Good, thank you. And hello, everyone. I just had read a funny poem recently and thought I would share it, kind of to do with what we're talking about, just our stories and the things that maybe hold us down or hold us back, take a lot of our energy. And sometimes it's our own doing, but it can oftentimes be the doing of others and their expectations or disappointments in us that we take on. And so this is funny, but it's called The Twins. And it says, in form and feature, face and limb, I grew so like my brother that folks got taking me for him and each for one another. It puzzled all our kith and kin. It reached a fearful pitch. For one of us was born a twin, yet not a soul knew which. One day, to make the matter worse, before our names were fixed, as we were being washed by nurse, we got completely mixed. And thus, you see, by fate's decree, or rather nurse's whim, my brother John got christened me, and I got christened him. This fatal likeness even dogged my footsteps when at school, and I was always getting flogged, for John turned out a fool. I put his question fruitlessly to everyone I knew, what would you do if you were me to prove that you were you? Our close resemblance turned the tide of my domestic life. For somehow my intended bride became my brother's wife. In fact, year after year, the same absurd mistakes went on. And when I died, the neighbors came and buried Brother John. So I thought that was kind of funny. Just how...
It's beautiful.
Yeah, we can drop it because maybe we're Brother John or maybe we're the other one. Who knows?
Thank you so much. Thank you for so much for sharing. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you all for coming here today. Thank you so much. And wishing you a very illuminated season wherever you are. And we shall be happy to meet you here on Saturday at the same time. Thank you, Cindy, Fernando, Rodrigo, Felipe, Abigail, Jill, Deborah, Ellie, and newcomers, those who are hearing silently for a while. Everybody is welcome to come aboard whenever you have the time, whenever you feel it's right. Our doors are open. Thank you so much, and shalom, shalom.